Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
It is time for round one of Beat the Bank. Round one, yes, that means we play twice a day. We'll play exactly an hour from now again. Mm-hmm. We'll call out three more names. But right now, we call out three names. First one to call back gets to play Beat the Bank. If nobody calls within 10 minutes, guess what we're going to do?
What?
Open it up for everybody.
Going to open up the bank?
We're going to open up the bank vault for everyone. One person gets to call in and play, though.
Our bank is open early.
Yeah, we open early. But we close early. You know, so there's
still technically banker's hours.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Kelly, you got those three names?
I do, and they're easy to pronounce. Let me just say this, okay? Lucky me. Adam Jordan, Linda Mitchell, Lori Mendoza.
Shout out.
Lori Mendoza, Linda Mitchell, Adam Jordan. You are the three names. First one to call back within 10 minutes gets a shot at $1,000.
800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. And just in case you're wondering how we play Beat the Bank, Big Al Mack explained it beautifully yesterday.
Thank you. You're going to wait patiently in our banker waiting room as you hear dollar amounts audibly pronounced to your hearing.
Oh my God.
When you hear one,
hold on, Kelly, can you tell her how to
when you hear one that you like,
audibly pronounce
you
your
say
hearing?
Stop.
It doesn't get any clearer than that, you know?
I have no idea what he said.
And the thing is, he thinks he's a comedic genius.
No,
listen to him laughing at himself.
No, I'm stupid as heck. But I don't have a problem laughing at how stupid
I am. Listen to how
I
funny I am.
I don't have a problem laughing at how stupid I am.
That's why Al is happy, because he has no problem laughing at himself.
Not at all.
That's what you got to take that lesson
that's
with you.
Stupid.
It's
stupid.
Okay to laugh at ourselves.
So stupid. So I work here.
So if you, I would love for you to host a game show one day.
No.
Man, they're letting everybody do that now.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, you
it's
can
a new
do
trendy
it.
Thing. Remember the trend was they gave everybody a talk show?
Yeah.
Now they're getting everybody a game show.
Game show.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of text messages here from Kid Nation, including a lot of them.
Bring it.
Asking, hey, what happened to hot intern Jordan? Is he still there? Of course he is. And ladies, you'll probably fall in love even more because, like Kelly's boyfriend, Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Jordan can also do a bunch of stuff.
He can do anything.
Including
look at him.
Fixing iPhones, which is what he was doing back there. He was fixing Trey's phone.
Where's the symphony that always sounds as soon as Jordan walks into the room?
Where are the angels heralding?
Yeah. Yeah. Jordan, hot intern Jordan, has entered the studio.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, Jordan.
Not as good as your hair.
Yeah, I could hear a blow dryer back there. Were you using that for your hair or for the phone fixing?
I was actually using it for the phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to do your hair?
It took me, I was late this morning, it took me like a minute from blow dryer to product.
Really? There's no way.
Yeah.
You think you could do my hair like
natural?
That?
Natural?
Maybe.
Like, what do you do?
Oh, my God.
What, Al?
You got to grow yours out.
There's no way you can do
your
hair.
I'm so tired of this, JC, how you just grow it out, and I tell you to grow it out, and then you cut it.
I've been going pretty long. Where does it go down
really
to?
Really long.
Down to your nose.
Yeah, it's like nose length right now.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You got hair envy, JC?
A little bit.
You got hair goals.
Yeah, hair goals. What you been up to, Jordan, besides fixing phones?
What's that? Oh, man. Been tweeting a lot.
Uh-huh.
Editing a lot of movies.
Twerking on the wall.
Twerking. That did happen on Friday.
That's why you got to follow the Kid Nation Snapchat. Because
Kid Nation Snapchat's been great.
It's been on point.
Mm-hmm.
It's been on point. Why did Trey ask you to fix the phone? Since Trey, you know, being a handyman himself, allegedly
an engineer.
Yeah.
I've never fixed an iPhone before, and I figured I'd default to the guy that says he can do it in 12 minutes.
What kind of fix are you doing?
Okay, I'm just replacing the screen.
The screen.
You carry around screens?
I don't. Trey ordered it. Shout out Amazon Prime.
Oh,
so you can order
it. Amazon.
Trey.
Make sure you do the smile and make Kid Craddock Foundation
a little
richer. Yeah, a little
bit richer.
Did. Trey, so you can go on Amazon and order the glass part of the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like it'll come with all the tools and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you just give it to Jordan and Jordan will do it for you.
And then just give it to Jordan.
Dude. And Jordan, you can do it in 12 minutes?
Last time I timed myself was 12
minutes. I just want to throw my phone right now just to do it.
Have you worked at the Genius Bar or something?
I have not.
So it's a skill. How'd you learn how to do this?
I've broken a lot of iPhones.
You have? So you just learned?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
Well, broken a lot of phones, but I go buy another one.
Jordan, why don't you make a how to do it tape?
No, that's giving away a secret.
I guess you can just...
No, there's a lot of those. Yeah.
We want views.
Yeah, there's a lot on YouTube.
You need to make money off of it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Especially with this new iPhone coming out. And I know I have the Plus. The screen's really expensive to fix. It's normally like $100 if you crack your iPhone screen. This one's like $3-something.
Whoa.
Oh. And then the 7's even more.
No.
Trey, how much are you going to pay Jordan?
I told him I'd buy him breakfast for months and months and months. Or we can negotiate a price.
That's a great deal.
I eat a lot of food, so I'll probably...
Perfect.
Yeah.
He also knows your time here is limited.
By the way.
So he'll get Jordan, out of it early.
I assume he's not really eating a whole lot of bad, expensive food. You know, he's probably going to eat really good, like, model food, like salad and stuff. That's true.
That's right. What's expensive.
I was going to say, healthier food is expensive.
Oh, green lettuce juice.
Is cheap. Lettuce is cheap.
Jordan, the only person in the office who said he does not mind my egg smell from my hard-boiled eggs.
I love it.
That's why you're my dude, man. All right, get back there and finish fixing Trey's phone.
Get back there.
Right. Thanks, Jordan.
All right, there he goes.
I got you.
Jordan's still here, ladies. Walking out of the office.
Leaving the studio.
You can order one of those.
How does his hair go back to perfect when he had just messed it up? It just goes back to perfect. Hey, did you guys know we have a voicemail?
No.
We have a voicemail.
Wow.
We can leave messages.
We're stepping into the
80s. I have wanted this to be the case for years so we could get messages left for us.
Yeah.
Hey, is this on the 800 Kid Live?
Don't ask me questions because I have no idea where this voicemail exists. But
who found
it? You retrieved it.
But somebody, a member of Kid Nation, found it. And White Cheddar came in here this morning, our producer, and he's like, dude, we got a voicemail.
Wow.
I don't understand.
When you know you've made it.
Right?
Give ourselves a little applause.
Hold on. Let's go through the checklist of what
we
have.
Telemarketer.
We have a doorbell.
Yes, we do.
Are there any other radio shows in the country with a doorbell?
And we have a bell.
Mm-hmm. We have a bell. There it is right there.
Yep.
I have a feeling a lot of radio shows have that.
What, the bell?
Yes.
Prove it.
We have a doorbell.
A doorbell. Al's mom.
Yep.
About that?
By the way, she's going to be featured in our Adele contest. Here in about an hour and 40 minutes.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah. Excited about that.
Yeah. So your chance to win Adele tickets. But, yeah, we do have a voicemail. This is the voicemail that came in.
Okay.
Attached message.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Brett, and I live here in the...
First of all, yes, ma'am.
Very polite.
Very polite.
Even to the voicemail.
If you want to be a member of Kid Nation, you must be polite like him.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Brett. And I live here in the panhandle of Texas, and me and my buddies have had this game going on for the last few months involving the show, but it's with them on Dish Nation. We've had this game. My boys are in Carolina. They've been watching. I've been here in Texas. We love Kelly Raspberry. They love Jenna. And we have this thing where they've been trying to count who does more. Jenna will smile awkwardly whenever she does Dish Nation, and then Kelly will do the highbrow. Now, I bet almost a quarter of my salary that she does more highbrow than she does smiling. But see, we can't do this because apparently they're not on Dish Nation anymore.
Apparently.
We tried to look it up to figure out if they're coming back or not, and they might already address this on the show, but we were just curious. We got to finish the game. Thank you so much. Go Cowboys.
Well,
I do an awkward smile and you do a highbrow.
I was surprised with Botox.
He snuck in the Cowboys.
Go Cowboys.
No, the way the Dish Nation thing is working right now is we're on a week off a week.
Yeah.
Even though we were off a few weeks in a row there for a minute. Mm-hmm. So that's the way it's working right now.
We're off this week, on next week.
On next week. So.
Off the following week, on the next week.
We haven't gotten the next schedule yet.
Oh, okay.
We're like the backup quarterback. Right?
Yeah, we hold a clipboard.
Yeah, we hold a clipboard. We're ready to go
in. We're third string, apparently.
We're ready to go in at any time.
If the backup quarterback is injured, then we get to go in.
No, we're tied for second string.
Let me just say, this is really good for the ego. Let me just say that.
we're second string, Kelly. We're on the bench. We're ready.
Here's what it was. It's like when your parents gave you ice cream every day after dinner, right? And you got used to that ice cream.
Oh, we're ice cream? Is that how you're going to speak?
Yeah, we're sweet.
All right.
We're a little dessert.
I don't want to be the treat. I want to be the meat.
Well, you're not the meat, Jenna.
I want to be the meat.
We're the ice cream. Mm. And your mom gave you ice cream every day after dinner. And then she said, you know what? I'm going to give you ice cream only every other week. And then that got taken away and you didn't get any dessert. And then occasionally you'll get it. That's how we're feeling.
Well, it makes you want
it
more.
Ice cream, f- sweets.
Tell them, Kelly.
That's us.
Wow.
Okay. So we will be on next week.
Next week, yeah.
Beat the Bang. Angelina gets Shiloh. Brad gets Knox Leon. How will they decide who gets the black one? Beat the Bang.
Well, there's a couple.
What were those names again?
See, there's Angelina.
The black daughter.
Zahara. There's Knox Leon.
I know.
There's
Knox Leon.
Yeah. There's Vivian.
Knox Leon? I don't remember the little name. Vivian and Knox are twins.
Pax.
Shiloh. Did you say Shiloh?
Yeah.
Okay. Shiloh. That's the three natural ones.
Pax.
Pax,
Knox,
Maddox, and Z
Maddox,
are the adopted.
Zahara.
Got it.
Shiloh, Vivian.
Dog. Seven, right? Seven.
Oh, I know that.
No, six.
Oh. Pretty good, Al.
But the girlfriend's pregnant, so it could be a seven.
Yeah.
Girlfriend.
Oh, oh my gosh.
I hope that didn't happen.
I just don't believe that.
I don't need that.
I mean,
well,
I know that's hard to see. Why would you not believe that when it happened with Janana?
Exactly.
But I just don't believe that.
And then the movie releases their trailer of them making out yesterday.
Of course they're going to capitalize on it.
Of course.
You said it before, Kelly. You lose them.
How you get them. How you get them.
I know, but this is, I don't know.
You lose them?
I just know a lot. I've read about Angelina and stuff, and she's so hot-headed. And she could fly. She might be just going flying
off
the handle.
Jealous rage, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's meet our contestant. Because the first one to call back within 10 minutes was Linda Mitchell. Give it up. Hi, Linda.
Linda.
Hi.
What do you think about this Brangelina divorce, Linda?
It's just very shocking news.
It is shocking, right?
It is.
At first, we vilified them because of the whole Jen Aniston thing, and then now it's like we're all cool with it, and then they go and get a divorce.
They've done so much good.
Yeah.
They have.
You know, she's
we can look at the bright sides.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let's get to know Linda now. Linda, what are you up to right now?
Sitting in my car, fixing to go into work.
See?
What do you do?
I work in a cafeteria for a school district.
Oh, cool. Wow. What are y'all serving today?
Oh, gosh.
And you know, honestly, I do not know. I haven't been in to see the menu yet.
Who decides?
District, doesn't
it? Probably.
They send somebody out to the grocery store.
Obviously, it's not her. So, yeah.
Do you guys have the Salisbury steak with the pasta?
Yes.
Ooh, that's...
What do you see get scraped most into the trash can? What do the kids hate?
The vegetables the most.
Yeah.
Kids, you got to eat your vegetables.
How you get hair on your chest?
Hair on your chest
for the boys.
And broccoli.
That's how you get boobies, girls? Mm-hmm. Eat your vegetables.
Yep. Broccoli helps the boobies,
that's right.
According to Kelly Raspberry.
That's right.
Scientific studies have proven that. And boys, you get muscles and chest hair.
Got it.
All right.
Don't eat too much because that's what happened to Elena. She ate too much broccoli. And then,
If you don't eat enough, you have to buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give her a bad back.
Linda, do you know how to play Beat the Bank?
No, not really.
Well, we got to tell
you. Okay, let's tell you. So we are going to throw you inside the Kid Craddock Morning Show bank vault, and the banker is going to be yelling dollar amounts that are steadily increasing, and we don't know when he's going to stop. So it's on you to use that instinct of yours and say stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go, and you get that amount of money. Even if he goes all the way to 1,000, you have to yell stop. If it shuts on you before you say stop, you get nothing, and we don't want that to happen.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it?
Now, for those people that speak Big Al.
You're going to wait patiently in our banker waiting room as you hear dollar amounts audibly pronounced to your hearing.
Oh, my God.
When you hear one.
Hold on, Kelly, can you tell her how to
you hear one?
All right, Linda, now we all understand how to play the game.
I think Al's is better than mine.
How are you feeling this morning, Al?
I feel fantastic.
Oh, really?
I feel so good. I think it might be a reaction from the Brad and Angelina thing, and I'm trying to just make the universe equal balance.
Okay.
You know,
oh, okay.
Something bad happened. I think something good should happen right now. I feel great.
I got you.
I don't know anything, Linda, okay? So just go on
Go with your gut. Go with your gut.
Okay.
All right, Linda. Let's play
Beat the Bank! Two hundred seventy, 370, 350, 450, 420, 480, 600.
Stop.
For not knowing how the game works, you played very well.
Well done.
Yeah. You, Linda. Good job.
Cool.
Thank you.
Collective.
What are you going to do with $600?
Just put it up and save it.
There you go.
All right.
Christmas is coming, girl.
Yeah, there you go.
A lot of school lunches with that.
I feel like $600 was what you were looking for because you were very decisive as soon as you heard that.
Stop.
Stop. Linda, just for fun, we like to see how high it actually would have gone. You already got your $600. Don't worry about that. We just want to see for fun.
Okay.
$640. $670. $690. Feel a big jump here.
Good job.
You played it well there.
Wow. Smarter than me.
Got almost all of it.
Good job,
Linda.
Thank you. Good job, baby.
Congratulations, Linda. Hold on first. We'll get you all set up. $600 for you.
JC, if I haven't signed up for Beat the Bank, is it too late?
No, it's not too late, Jenna. You can go to kidnation.com and sign up. You only need to do it one time. Even if we call your name and you don't happen to call in, we'll throw you back in there so you could possibly play again because it's all random.
That's fair.
Fair. We'll play again in about 40 minutes. Give or take a couple. But coming up next, we have a friend of the show.
Because I like my man like I like my tea. Strong, sweet, and southern. You better be good and be good to me. Because I'm strong, sweet, and southern.
You like that song? So do we. It's catchy. She plays Erica on the Goldbergs. Her name is Haley Arenthia. And she's going to call the show and talk about her single and the show premiering tonight.
Yeah.
Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Relationship problems, we got your back. Love letters to Kelly's coming up in about 15 minutes. And we still got to get you hooked up with those Adele tickets. We'll give those away in about an hour with our fun game called Hello.
Because I like my man like I like my tea. Strong, sweet, and southern. You better be good and be good.
Yes, we have a friend on the phone right now.
Yes, we do.
We learned a new fact about her. She likes her men like she likes her tea.
Strong, sweet, and southern.
Which is the name of her new song out right now. Haley Arenthia is on the phone. Hi, Haley.
Hey, y'all. How are you?
Hey. I'm auditioning to do backup vocals.
Strong, sweet, and southern.
Perfect. I would love that.
Thank you.
Yeah, Haley's been doing country music for a couple years now. You've been working on this album, right?
I have. It's been so long that I've been wanting to put out music, and finally this single's out, and I couldn't be more excited about it.
Now, what are the chances that they let you play this song on the Goldbergs? Because that's back tonight at 8, 7 Central on ABC, which is one of our favorite shows.
Zero, because it's set in the 80s, JC.
I know, but you could throw it in there somehow.
I would like them to, but I don't know. It's a combination of they probably wouldn't play country on the show, and yeah, it's strictly 80s music, so I don't know.
So we can buy the song. It's on iTunes, right, if we want to buy Strong, Sweet, and Southern?
Yes, you can check it out on iTunes, stream it on Spotify. There's Apple Music, Google Play, pretty much all the things.
And you've been working with somebody who helped out Meghan Trainor quite a bit, right?
Yeah, Kevin Kadish. He wrote, produced, and played most of the instruments on Meghan's album. And we plan on writing more together and hopefully finding some more hits to come on out of there.
I have been noticing, Haley, the song sounds happy. You sound happy. Yeah. I see on Snapchat and all that you have a boy hanging around all the time.
Uh-oh. Are you happy?
I am extremely happy.
Okay, good.
Good.
Yeah, strong, sweet, and southern, right?
Which I like, because in L.A., you just can't find any good guys, so I had to get out of L.A.
There you go.
To find me a good guy.
Did you find him in Tennessee or when you were visiting home?
No, it's kind of a really long story, but to give you the short version, he is a retired Marine who was injured in Iraq, so he's a part of the Semper Fi Fund.
Whoa.
And they were doing a tour on the Sony lot as a group one day, and that's how I met him out here in L.A.
Just out on a tour, checking out the lot? And then
What did he say to hit on you? I mean, how did that whole thing happen?
The whole group just kind of hung around the set and took pictures and said hi. And when he left, supposedly, he asked, the tour guide, he was like, how old is she? Because she plays 17, but I really hope she's not 17. But he actually messaged me on Instagram because, he had no other way of talking to me, I guess.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, thanks so much for having us on the lot. We really appreciate it. And that's kind of how the conversation got started.
And then, whoa!
Social media, it's possible.
I'm hitting up J-Lo, right?
No. See, it's not going to work for you, Al. See, he's a Marine, and he's, very handsome.
And they had met.
And he's strong, sweet, and southern.
Yeah, he's strong, sweet, and southern.
Dang it.
Speaking of the Goldbergs, what can we look forward to this season, Haley?
Oh, wow. There is so much. But for my character specifically, she's going through a lot of emotional turmoil trying to get over Jeff, because now in the end of season 4 she realized she does have feelings for Jeff and he's now with Evie. So that's kind of what my character's been dealing with the entire season. But we've got that tribute to The Breakfast Club, which is the first episode.
Awesome.
Love it.
Today.
Yeah.
And for me, I was so excited to do that because I had been begging production to do a Breakfast Club thing. And we finally have done it, and I think it's awesome, and I can't wait for people to see it.
More singing. They finally let you start singing on the show a couple seasons ago, and then hopefully that continues this season.
We've got a couple of times.
How's my dude Barry doing?
Barry is good. He's awesome and killing it this season.
Every season he kills it.
Every season, yes.
You guys are my favorite.
Aw, thanks.
It's hard for me to separate you from Erica, but I have to, Haley.
I know.
Haley, are you going to dress up for Halloween this year?
I am.
What are you going to go as?
You already know?
I do, but I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, don't be embarrassed.
Is it a couple's costume?
No, I wish. I saw this on the internet. This little boy did this costume, and I thought it was hilarious. And so I'm going to be a fart for Halloween.
What?
We have Haley's costume on the phone right now. There it
No.
is.
How do you go about being gross
fart.
Air?
Gas.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So you have I'm just going to get an old shirt and pants or whatever. And you take tulle, the fabric that's netted.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you take different shades of brown and green and you sew it onto the shirt. And you kind of look like a loofah by the end of it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to carry around a fart machine and just entertain myself the whole night by interrupting people's conversations.
Yeah.
And just while they're talking, just kind of set off the machine and then slowly walk away.
This is why we love you, Haley. This is why we love you right here.
Oh,
are you going to be a naughty fart?
See, people said you should probably spice it up and add some lingerie. And I'm like, that's not happening.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, there's nothing less sexy than a girl all dressed up for sexy time and that happens.
Yeah, I like
right?
sexy. Sexy, unsexy.
Right.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Not going to be sexy this year. Okay. I mean, that's awesome. My thing.
Watch Haley, the Goldbergs, tonight, 8/7 Central on ABC. They switched the time on us, Haley.
They did, but in a good way.
Yeah, it's good for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we'll find it no matter where it is.
I hit that record.
Okay.
All right, Haley, well, you're out in L.A., so it's really early for you, so what are you going to do now?
I'm going to go back to bed and then eventually get up, and I think I have an interview somewhere. So.
Okay.
Well, thank you for waking up for our interview.
Yeah, thank you, Haley.
I'm kidding any day of the week.
Good luck with your fart.
Oh, stop it.
Costume.
Since you say any day, we'll call you back again tomorrow, same time, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Bye, Haley. We'll talk to you soon.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are 20 minutes away from round two of Beat the Bank.
Sweet.
A lot of people are wondering, hey, what's up with the Adele tickets you guys were talking about yesterday? 45 minutes away from playing our game. Hello. We do have Love Letters to Kelly coming up. Do you guys want to hear an example of the Hello game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll use White Cheddar wants us to use Big Al's call that we had.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
So, Kelly and Jenna, this is how the game's going to work. We will have two members of Kid Nation on the phone. They will tell Elena their guesses of how many hellos we can get in before the person we call either hangs up or, says, hey, that's an Adele song.
Right.
Calls us out on
right,
it.
Right, right.
So how many times do you think Big Al's mom will put up with continuous hellos? Write them down. Let me know when you dinged in.
Ding.
That's how we will play the game in 45 minutes.
Dong. Right.
No, you ding.
Ding.
Thank
ding
you.
Dong. All right.
All right.
This is my mom.
Big Al Matt calling his mom doorbell to see how many times he can get in. Hello.
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 Yes.
Hello.
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 Any more? Anything else besides hello?
Hello.
Bye then. I said hello.
Hello.
Yeah! I've never heard your mom get attitude.
Bye, Ben.
My mom,
that was the point.
Oh, man. My own mother. That's never, ever happened to me, ever.
Oh, man.
My mother got mad.
Don't come at me, Smack.
I'm telling you. Man. My mom got a little tooed.
Yes.
Oh, she'll call me back in a minute.
She keep it going. Hello, Miss Doorbell Mac.
Man, she was not having it.
Did you call her back?
Please say you did.
I did. It was about an hour later, but I did call her back.
How many was that? I said five.
It was six.
Six. How many did you get? Guess.
The thing is, we were here. I remember it wasn't a lot.
Yeah.
I put down four. I couldn't remember.
Okay. What'd your mom say when you finally told her? Was she mad?
My mama says she quit recess because she don't play.
All right.
Yeah, your mama got thanks.
She don't play, though.
Yeah, she don't play like that. All right, well, we'll play. 45 minutes away. We'll just have you call in. Two people will get in, and they will guess for the Adele tickets. We'll fly you out and everything and get you all hooked up with the tickets. But right now, we got to get to the love problems.
All right.
It's our favorite segment. It's
Love Letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So me and my ex broke up almost 2 years ago, and since then we've become best friends, more so now than when we dated. We talk every day, and I keep getting texts of screenshots from the conversations with them and the other guys. So I guess with her ex and other guys that she's with.
She keeps getting screenshots.
This is from a guy. So he keeps getting screenshots from his ex-girlfriend, who's now his best girlfriend, from conversations she's having with other guys.
Oh, so she's screenshotting and sending them to him. Okay,
right.
I was confused.
And it makes me so jealous. Not because I miss my ex. I don't. It's the fact that everyone around me is in love, and I'm just over here twiddling my thumbs alone, watching Netflix and chilling with all my snacks. I've been single since we broke up, and it seems impossible to get anyone to go out with me. I'm growing into a career as a police officer, and although I'm not JC yet, I'm the most physically fit I've ever been in my life. Why can't I get past the point of texts and, you know, to go on a real date? Everyone says I'm a really great guy. I've tried going to bars, the online thing, and nothing seems to be working. You're the love expert. What should I do, Robbie?
Because you have to get past the text. You have to say, that's how it worked with me.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy would text me three or four times, someone that says, hey, texting's cool and everything, but I'd rather talk to you. Can I call you later tonight? Boy, that just boosted everything for me mentally. So you have to be the one to be active to get past the text thing. Say, look, I'm not really, I'm not really great at texting. Can I call you later tonight? That'll get you past the hump.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all he's asking? Past that? And then ask somebody to meet you for lunch. Ask them to meet you for a cocktail. Do something that's not so open-ended. I remember one time when I did this, thing, the swiping right and left, which is how I met Alan, and I'm not ashamed.
I'm
it worked for us. But I remember one time a guy asked me out, and then for our first meeting, he wanted us to go to dinner and then to a bar later to listen to live music. I'm like, whoa. I said, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, you're basically, you're hoping that we even have something to talk about at dinner, and then you want me to spend the rest of the night with you? And I just told him, no. I said, let's just start with dinner, and that was a one-and-done date.
Right.
You know, so you just have to be a little bit more proactive. It's on you, dude.
You know,
it is on the man in this situation. I know women are really, you know, pro-woman and da-da-da and all that great stuff, but you still have to be a man when it comes to pursuing a woman.
Exactly.
If you're,
stop the texting and just go immediately to the phone call as quickly as possible and be proactive and ask her out.
If you're the type of guy that isn't real good one-on-one like I am, is it bad to have the first date like a small group date?
Never a small group
date. You don't get to know her, though.
I'm just asking.
Horrible.
You won't get to know her as well as you want to get to know
people,
her.
Some people, I know.
No, never.
Gosh, just man up. It's attractive when a guy just mans up and is forward. What's the worst the girl you've never met online can say? No?
Exactly.
It's one and done, but it is a numbers game. Don't put so much pressure on every date.
True.
Look at it for what it is. You know, hey, it may work out, it may not. Who cares? I'm out 20, 30, 40 bucks maybe, but I mean, it is a numbers game.
Heck, just surprise her with the call. Don't even ask. Just call. Because when you get a text message, okay, cool, you get excited that it's from him. But if you see your phone's ringing and it's his name, doesn't that give you more butterflies?
Well, if you don't know the person, I'd say, I would prefer him saying, I'm going to call you.
Okay.
Is it okay if I call you? This texting stuff is cool, but I'm going to call you. Because I think it might kind of rattle me if he didn't give me the heads up.
All of a sudden, okay.
But a lot of my one-and-done dates were just meeting for coffee. You don't have to break the bank. You know, if you're saying you're going to be a police officer, I know that doesn't pay the most money in the world. Meeting somebody for coffee is not
big
of a threat.
You're going to have that uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, women love the man.
Take her
on a
ride along.
Take her for donuts.
Al.
It's very stereotypical.
Al Mac. Mm. All right. Hold on. We're going to have to get back to Love Letters to Kelly here because we are 10 minutes away from Beat the Bank names being announced. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back.
Part two?
With part two of Love Letters to Kelly.
Oh, I've never been interrupted like this before.
I know,
Kelly. Hey, you finished that one excellently. But we'll come back with the three names. We'll give you 10 minutes to call us back, and then we got some more Love Letters to Kelly next.
Got it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, let's play Beat the Bank, Kid Nation. An hour ago, Linda Mitchell won $600, and she bailed out last second. It only went up to $690. So she played it right. How much are you going to win? We're about to announce three names. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
The phone lines are still closed. We do not open them until the last name has been announced. Here are your names. Lexi White, Desiree Castro, Daniel Heron. Daniel Heron, Desiree Castro, Lexi White. You have 10 minutes to call us. Again, that phone number, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And the phone lines are open now.
I wonder if that Daniel Heron is related to Paul Heron.
Oh, the dude you whooped?
Yeah, in fifth grade. I'm about to ask him.
Rumor has it Big Al Mack whooped him.
I did.
And that rumor was started by Big Al.
It was in fifth grade.
It was in fifth
my
grade.
My last fight.
Was it?
Uh-huh.
Your one and only fight?
I don't say one and only. It was my last one.
Oh.
After that, nobody else wanted to fight me.
Right. My man.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. I'm more of a lover.
Me too.
All right. Like loving. Speaking of loving.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Let's get to
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My fiance and I have been together since we were 15.
Aw.
And just hit our 4-year anniversary.
Oh.
What? We have a beautiful 2-year-old girl who deserves both her parents under one roof. However, I don't know if he's my forever, Kelly. I do love him, but I'm not in love with him. I work a full-time job, as does he, but I also do all of the housework, put our child to bed every night, and wake up with her every single morning while going to college full-time. We have lived together for 2 years, and I constantly seem to be having the same conversation with him about how I need more help with things. I constantly let him know how much I appreciate him working so hard for us, but I never get anything in return. We are engaged, but I'm on the fence about whether I stay with him for our daughter or leave him and have my daughter grow up to understand it's not okay for your significant other to treat you like this. How do I get through to him? That's for from Brinley.
Kelly. Kelly.
Kelly has her forehead on the microphone right now.
Kelly.
She's thinking hard.
They're 19.
Yeah. Been together since 15.
You've been making very adult decisions up until now.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say stick with it.
Stick with what?
What she's got going on.
What does that
mean? But she's not happy, she says.
What does that
mean? Well, oh well.
Stick with it.
Stick with what? Stick with it.
How long should she stick with it?
Stick with it mean?
Stay and try to make it work. That's what I'd try to do.
All right. There you go.
I'm not gonna tell her to leave because this 19-year-old boy who has not fully developed has not become a man quite yet.
It does take us a while.
Takes a little while for a boy to grow up and become a man.
Shut up.
Things don't look good, in my opinion, but I'm going to say to stick it out.
Yeah, because she's complaining about doing everything on her own, but you'll really be on your own.
Stick with it and then stick it out.
At least he's helping pay half the bills, right?
There's that.
So I'd say try to make it work, and I hope y'all can grow up together and that this works out.
Yeah.
That's what I hope for you.
Let's be honest, a lot of girls do complain that the guys don't really help out around the house very much.
That's no matter what age.
That's just going to happen.
29, 39.
30. Yeah.
But you know what? He's there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true.
He didn't cut and run.
Listen, coming from a kid.
He didn't cut and run.
That's true.
Coming
that's
from true. A kid from that had teenage parents whose father walked out on him, at least he is there for
he
your
is
daughter.
There.
That's true. That's
you know? If you don't grow together, you grow apart.
That's right. So I would really try to work on that.
Uh-huh.
And make it work for your child and try to have a family and let's move forward.
Stick it out.
That's my advice. I'm not going to tell you to leave.
That's up to you.
Because he's got a lot growing and you do too. You know, girls just mature faster than boys. That's true.
Yeah,
I mean, look at little third graders running around. Girls, you know, it's just true. Third grade, 19-year-old in your 20s and 30s. He may grow up to be a upstanding. It looks like he's providing. He's trying.
He's making an effort.
Making an effort to provide.
Yeah.
Man, what 19-year-old wants to sit around and play house? I'm just not really sure that's...
It's true.
I would stick it out. That's my advice.
There you go.
Very happy to give it.
Yeah. Thank you, Kelly.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
Yeah.
So there's this guy. We've known each other for about 2 years and flirted off and on. He has the reputation of being a player and was always the type to go on multiple Tinder dates each week. From the day he met me, he wanted to take me on a date, and I always said no because I knew what kind of reputation he had, and I didn't want to get too close. Then, one day I gave in and said I'd go on a date with him. Oh. Wow, it was amazing.
Yeah, it was. He's a player. He knows how to play.
Yeah.
He was sweet. He was kind. Mm-hmm. Everything I was looking for. Since then, we've been on multiple dates.
Yay!
And it's not just that. He randomly calls me on FaceTime to say goodnight. Call me in the morning to tell me he hopes I have a great day.
Aww.
It's like he's a completely different person.
What's the problem?
In the best way, I love it. But there's still part of me that questions how long this will last and whether he will get bored and go back to his old bad boy playing ways. Is it possible for players to settle down and commit to one woman? I am 25. He is 32. That is from Becca.
Becca, please just enjoy it. And Why do women always stop worrying about what might happen? Yes, eventually a man who is running around playing the field. He's going to find the one that's like, this is the one worth settling down for. What if it's you? Quit trying to make a problem.
What if it's not you? But what if he really likes
you? Right now, it is you.
And he ain't doing nothing. Why do y'all get mad on what might happen?
He's doing everything right, but you're still worried.
Why do y'all get mad about what might happen?
I don't know. Al, I don't know.
Players will get tired. Trust me. They'll get tired.
You see players, and they end up marrying a girl. It's like, why her? Because she came along at the right time. She just hit him at the right time. Maybe you hit him at the right time.
He's done with the playing.
Are you going to leave me? Oh, my gosh.
Are you going to get tired?
Just please don't be voicing these concerns to him. I'm praying that you don't say these things to him.
Because if you do, what's going to happen?
You're going to run him off. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Please keep your mouth shut and just enjoy it.
Thank you.
Famous words from Kelly.
Please.
Please hush.
Just please hush.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah. We need to get you a please hush shirt.
Why do we do this? Why do we think so much?
Sabotage. What they call it? Sabotage. Self-sabotage.
The best thing that can happen if you date a guy who was a player is to not have known him when he was a player. Because then you don't know. But she knew him when he was a player. And she's ruining it because of that.
Player.
Yeah.
Because then he got out of his system. Yeah. Whenever I have girlfriends that end up with a guy and they say the same thing, like, well, gosh, he was with a lot of girls.
Yeah.
That were so different from me, and I don't look like that, and that kind of thing. I'm just like, well,
great.
He didn't end up with them. He got out of his system.
Right.
And it's even better they were nothing like you.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's even better.
You're the one he took home to the parents. You're the one he wants to marry. Get over it.
Players do get tired. We get tired of pretty much everything.
Well, they eventually just want to settle down. They don't want to deal with a bunch of different girls every week.
32? I need to probably get serious about starting a family.
Being a player is hard. It takes a lot of time, effort, concentration.
I'll tell you the truth. The older I get, this true is a man loves a confident woman.
Big time.
Yes.
Own it. Whenever I talk bad about, I'm really working on that. I'm always so self-deprecating. And, Alan is like, doesn't like that.
Alan.
He's like, it really bothers me when you put yourself down.
Yeah.
They want a confident woman. Yeah, and you're a 25-year-old. I don't know. No, be confident. I bag the player. I got him to stop playing. Be that girl.
Yeah.
I always tell my girlfriends, when you want to say I'm fat, and when you want to talk trash about another girl and tear another girl down and be catty, call a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Don't say it to the guy.
No, we hate that.
Both of those things look so insecure. Don't do that.
We cannot
stand
it.
Just call a friend. Call a girlfriend to vent too. I'm fat. I feel ugly. That girl's ugly. Whatever. Call a girlfriend.
And believe me, I said all those things. They don't like it.
No.
Takes you a long time to figure that out.
And players do get tired of playing. All right. There we go.
Or hush, if that's a nicer way to say
it. The kids are in the car.
All right.
Hush, please. Thank you, Kelly Raspberry. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We do it every Wednesday. We'll do it again next week. But right now, let's get to it.
Beat the bank. Oklahoma's got Blink. South Carolina's got Vanna. You're stuck with us, Great Falls, Montana. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Great Falls, Montana. Welcome to Kid Nation.
Yay.
Welcome to Kid
Yay.
Nation. A home of the annual Fall Fantasy Dog Show coming up next month.
All right.
Great Falls, Montana. Also, Helena, Montana is also a new member of Kid Nation. Capital City of Montana has over 75 miles, Kelly, of bike trails. And Missoula, Montana.
Hey.
We're taking over Montana, y'all.
Home I want to go to Montana.
Home of the Montana Grizzlies. We are heard there on 106.7 Star FM.
Nice.
Man, I looked at some pictures of Montana. I've been twice. Beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Legends of the Fall. I want to go like
Raspberry
Pit,
Road Trip.
Ride a horse.
Let's
Can
do
we go
it.
To Montana?
It,
I want to go to a dude ranch.
Oh, dude ranch. First of all, great show on Nickelodeon back in the day and a place I would like to go. Dude Ranch. You never watched it, did you?
Hey, Dude.
Dude.
Oh, no, there was Dude Ranch, too, wasn't there?
Hey, Dude.
It was Hey, Dude. Dang it.
Sorry, Jason.
It's okay. It's okay.
I did watch Hey, Dude. I did not watch Dude Ranch.
But it's about a Dude Ranch.
Yes,
hey, Dude.
It is.
Okay, there
you
go. See, that's why. Okay.
All
right.
All right, let's meet our contestant. His name is Daniel Heron.
Damn, Daniel.
We did get him?
Yep. What's up, Daniel?
What's up? What's
hey, that? How's it going?
What's up, Daniel?
Hey.
What are you doing right now, Daniel?
I'm sitting in my truck outside of work.
Okay. Hey, Daniel, we wanted to ask you this question. We're glad you got in because do you know Paul Heron?
No.
Dang it.
Al whooped his butt in fifth grade.
Yeah, sorry. It's probably like your cousin or your uncle.
Sorry,
I don't know.
Probably not part of my family then.
Yeah. It's probably related to you, like first cousin or something. Yeah,
he had it coming, though, Daniel. He was talking.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He don't
what do you do?
You
what do you do, man?
I work at a granite and marble facility.
Granite and marble. That's Ooh. Some good countertops right there.
Yeah.
What kind of what kind of truck you driving?
Toyota Tundra.
My man.
Yeah, see?
It's a good truck.
Yeah.
It's a good truck.
Powerful truck.
Yeah.
All right,
like them Toyotas?
I do. It's not my preference, but I do like them.
Yeah. Trucks are just cool in general.
Ford, man. Yeah.
Do you wear a baseball cap when you're driving your truck? Kelly loves that.
Sometimes.
Oh, that's so hot.
Yeah, keep doing it. Keep doing it.
Love that.
All right, Daniel. Well, we got to get you inside the bank vault so you can win some money. Here's how the game works. You'll be in there with the banker. The dollar amounts are going to increase the longer you stay in there. Your only job, Daniel, is to yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go for your turn. You still have to yell stop if he says $1,000, which is the maximum, because if you don't and the door closes, Daniel, what happens?
You lose out on everything.
You lose everything. And we're like, damn, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Daniel.
Daniel, I feel a truckload of money coming your way,
Al, darling. You need to keep your mouth shut. You've been so wrong for 2 days in a row.
Even
now.
A broken clock is right
all
twice
right,
a
Al.
Day.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, go with your gut, Daniel.
Go with your gut, Daniel. Trust us.
Yeah. Well, we also don't know, so.
We don't. We have no clue.
No idea.
Yeah. All right, Daniel. Let's win you some money. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$130. $230. $300. $410. $520. $1,000.
Stop.
I thought you had forgotten to say stop.
We got $1,000 winner. Daniel.
Yay, Daniel.
Way to go, buddy.
It almost took like a full second for you to process that $1,000 was said.
Woo. What are you going to do with that cash?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to take my woman out.
Yeah, oh, you are. Yeah.
Woman.
$1,000 night right there.
What's her name? Give her a shout out.
Tiffany Lippy. She's the one actually signed me up for Beat the Bank. So hopefully she's listening right now. I appreciate it.
Oh, I guarantee you she's screaming. Daniel, congratulations, man.
Here we go,
that.
Daniel.
Take his woman out. I like that. Yeah.
You're our first $1,000 winner since the return of Beat the Bank last week. So congratulations. Hold on for us, okay, buddy?
All right, I will.
All right, my man. Thank you for listening.
You see Paul, you tell him I'm ready for round two.
He doesn't know Paul.
I wish we could find Paul Heron. Would you do like a
show up and I just a beefcake meathead?
Oh, I wish.
I'm trying to find him on Facebook. Right?
Would you do like a boxing match with Paul Heron round two? Like Mayweather Pacquiao too?
Well,
like Conor McGregor and
check out. I'd have to scout the competition first.
Oh, so you'd have to look at him. All this trash talking, and we would do it live on Kid TV. We could charge pay per view.
Ooh, boy.
Matt, you could put the wrestling ring you put in your bar. We could do it there.
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah, somebody find Paul Heron.
Please.
Please.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Who wants to check out Adele?
Hello. Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Okay, so during the break, we got our contestants. The bets have been placed.
All right.
Get it,
man.
Get it, Jenna Adele.
Oh, you guys don't.
Get it, girl.
No. Right. You don't want me to do that. You don't want me to try.
Best part about this is you get to pick your city that you get to go to. We have four choices.
Oh, cool.
All right, let's meet contestant number one. Selena Castillo.
Hi, JC.
Welcome to the show.
Selena.
Yeah.
Oh, you Mexican.
Come on.
Yes, I'm Mexican.
Happy Hispanic Heritage Month, Selena.
Yes.
What are you doing to celebrate?
I don't know. Cervezas.
Yeah, cervezas. That's beer, Kelly. That's a beer.
I know what a cerveza is.
Oh, you do?
And a baño.
What's a baño?
We go hand in hand.
There you go. My girl knows.
And a casa is a house.
What are you up to right now, Selena?
I'm actually going to work.
Oh, really? What do you do?
I'm an office manager for Familia Dental.
Okay.
What?
For what? Office manager for something.
For who?
For Familia Dental.
Oh, okay. Familia Dental, man.
Got it.
Come on, dog.
Mi familia, my family.
Yeah.
See, I speak
family
Spanish.
Dental. All right, that's great. All right, so
yeah. Fluent, Kelly.
So you already talked to Elena. You got you got your guests in. That's great. We have it locked in. Would you like to meet the person you're going up against?
Yeah, that'll be fun. Thank you.
Let's bring in Kim Luce.
Ooh. Hi.
Hi, Kim Luce.
What's up, Miss Luce?
How are y'all?
We're doing great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm super excited.
Okay, good. So we already talked to Selena. She gave us her guess. And from what I'm being told, White Cheddar says you guys have completely different guesses, which is good.
For one of you.
For one of you, yeah. The other one, I'm sorry. What are you up to this morning, Kim?
I'm also driving to work.
And what do you do?
I'm a general accounting manager for an oil and gas company.
Okay. Mm.
En español, por favor.
Please.
Just keeping with the theme.
Right? Kim, you're a big Adele fan, right?
I am.
And so are you, Selena?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is a head-to-head
right,
competition
here
right here.
Go.
Now I'm going to ask you, Selena, who do you think we're going to use my call since we already used Al? Because I'm being told that our producer says that two of the calls that we did ended up being the same number.
Okay.
And then the other one was too short. And then Caroline laughed early on hers. So by default, we're going to go with my call. Who do you think I called, Selena?
Your wife.
Mm-hmm. And who do you think I called, Kim?
That was my guess, too. Mm-hmm.
You guys
correct.
Know me so well.
Correct.
Who else is he going to call?
Yeah, that's basically the only person in my phone.
Yeah.
So I did call my wife. We have your guys' guesses up. We are now going to play the call and see if you were correct.
Hi, Papa.
Hello.
Papa.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Why are you doing that?
Hello?
Why are you doing that?
Hello?
You're annoying.
Hello?
You're a freak.
Hello?
Why are you doing that, Mommy?
Hello?
That's not me. That's Papa.
Hi, Dad.
Hello?
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 Huh?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
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 Hi, Papa.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
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 Hi, Papa. Hi, Papa.
Hello, it's me. I've been wondering if after all these years of love to me.
Question, who sings that song? Who sings that song? Oh, no, you can't turn my bit around on me, Kinsey. Okay, bye.
Oh, my gosh, you ended up having to hang up on her?
Oh, she played a trick on me and gave the phone to the kids.
Wow, you got a lot of hellos in there.
Yeah, you counted them.
I counted.
How many were there? How many were there?
I got 19.
You got 19, Kelly? Kelly did. Jetta did, too. So did White Cheddar.
Okay.
Now, Kim, you guessed that my wife would withstand five hellos.
Yep.
Selena. You guessed my wife would be able to hold off for 19 hellos.
You got it on the money?
That makes you the winner, Selena!
Selena!
Wow!
That's my lucky number!
Really?
You nailed it!
My birthday's in October!
That is crazy.
October 19th?
Yes.
That's my daughter's birthday.
That's my dad's birthday.
Wow. It's no one I know's
birthday. Yeah. My birthday's March 19th.
Except for Emma.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
girl.
Gosh.
What did she get, JC? What did she get?
All right, so we got a trip for two for you to check out Adele. Now, this is the moment where you get to choose which city you get to go attend this concert at. You can go to Nashville, Atlanta, Houston, or Austin. Which one would you like to go to, Selena?
We'll do Houston.
You want to go to Houston? All right. We got two tickets.
You got it,
for
girl.
The show in Houston, we'll get you the tickets to the show. We'll hook you up with a hotel. We'll also fly you. We'll give you round-trip airfare for two because, you know, you got to get back. Get
right,
back
right.
Yeah. I mean, we could leave you there if you want. But
and it would be goodbye.
Yeah, it'd be goodbye. Selena, who are you going to be taking with you?
Maybe my husband.
Maybe.
Maybe.
If he behaves.
Well, I don't know.
We'll
a deal. So, I don't know.
Hey, you could always make it a girl's trip and take your best friend if she's not really feeling it.
Yeah. I think I might do that.
Or a romantic date night.
Well, there's
something. I don't know.
There's some fellas that don't really get into the Adele. Al, would you want to go to Adele?
Sure.
See, Al would go with you, Selena. If you wanted to.
If he bounces, then I'll take you, JC.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Al, I'll go. JC, if Al can't go.
Yes, I'll go. I'll take it.
Awesome.
Well, what just happened?
That's great.
Oh, what just happened?
You got rejected.
All right, so we got November 8th and 9th are the dates, okay? So start planning, start packing. Selena, you're going to go out there, okay?
Awesome.
Yay, possibly awesome. With JC. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
No, thank you for listening. Baby. Wow, what a guess from Selena. Hold on first. We'll get you set up. That was a fun game.
It was.
We should call it.
Give credit where credit's due. That was Kelly Raspberry's game idea.
Aw. Thanks, Al.
Well done, Kelly. And good guess. I can't believe she got it on the,
damn,
on the head.
Yeah, what are the odds?
Well done. Maybe we should call Adele and see if maybe she'll give us another pair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that game was pretty fun.
It was pretty fun.
So if you're listening, Adele, we'd like to do that. All right.
Hello.
Congratulations, Selena. Kim, thank you for playing. What do you want to give Kim, Al?
Kim, are you still there?
No, she's on hold. Ah. You give her some bonus points.
Oh. Hey, Kim.
But thank y'all so much.
Aw, oh, no,
yeah.
Thank you.
What a great sport.
Al's going to give you some bonus points.
How about 2,000 bonus points, Kim?
Awesome.
All right. Yeah. Just go to the store on KidNation.com and click on whatever you want.
Yeah. Oh, Kim, just for fun, what city would you have gone to? Nashville, Atlanta, Houston, or Austin?
Probably Atlanta.
Yeah. That would have been a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I've never been, so.
Well, we could pretend. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Kim.
Why don't you just Google Atlanta.com?
You know, what if you were going? What would you wear?
Yeah. Sometimes it's fun.
I wonder what Adele would be singing right now.
Right. Mm. And sometimes it's fun to just imagine. Atlanta. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kim.
Go ahead and go to StubHub and look at the tickets.
Oh, my God. You guys, stop it.
Maybe, Kim, we could be talking to you for Beat the Bank. So if you haven't done so, go to KidNation.com and sign up, okay?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.